the parent of like a little kid, I think, has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent and some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama.
Yes, and
PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today.
Whoa!
That's what was happening just a second ago before we started the Aftercast. Betty and I debating something. We'll go ahead and do your story first. I think your story's pretty great. So there is a song out by Eminem, Kanye West, and DJ Khaled, and it made it onto, like, she found this story about it making it onto a chart, how you rate different songs, and there are a couple influential charts inside of the music industry. And I asked Betty, I said, oh, is it on the Billboard chart? And she goes, I don't know, let me look. So by the fact you saying, I don't know, let me look, means you did not tell me it was on the Billboard chart, which you swear told me it was.
No, listen to me. We talk about these things at the beginning when I first get in and I say, hey, this is what. Why would I ever say hot Christian songs? Why would I just and leave it at that?
Because
that makes
you're
no sense. No,
it does. No, and you're tired
you're
in the morning.
You. No, because you're you.
Who's more awake in the morning?
Well, who's more at least business minded in the morning? Me.
What?
Yeah, you're crazy in the morning.
No, I'm just
anyway. I said Billboard.
No.
You asked which chart? What? And I thought you were asking, is the Billboard top hot Christian songs? Is that even
tell
a real thing?
Tell me more about this. Yes. Okay.
And I found out that it was.
Well, yeah, Billboard
and
is.
And so then
I
you decide it's better to go to a different person and ask
them. Because you never said Billboard to me. I would not have gone and asked him. If you had said.
No, because you weren't listening.
Right, if you had said, Gavin, did you ever hear her say the words Billboard?
Oh, I had left the room by then.
Okay.
So I've got no say in this.
You know I'm right, though.
I hope y'all just. I would side
no,
with
you're
her
wrong.
On this one.
No way. Really? How many times does she give me half information?
I'm kidding.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, stop it. You know all the time. He's like a squirrel.
She gives me misinformation all the time.
No, you're a squirrel. I have to be like, eye contact.
That's true. Although on those things,
do you
that's
have
true.
The sheet that you, because you usually write down the story that you think that she's going to choose on the little notepad.
Right.
Do you have that notepad that would it maybe explain any part of this?
That's interesting. Like, if I had written down on that little sheet of paper Billboard, that would be a problem. Go look at my trash can,
okay,
Gavin.
Give me a second.
It's a little post-it.
It's a post-it note, yeah. If I wrote down Billboard on that thing, I'm going to be really upset with myself. I think I just scribbled in M&M, and I can never spell M&M right. Like, I did not spell it right. I know that.
I don't understand.
I'm 99% sure I wrote M&M.
Why do you have to always win?
I don't have to win unless somebody thinks that I am wrong.
Okay,
then I
think you're wrong.
Right, and that's why I have to win.
But
so
you are wrong.
If I wrote Billboard down, I will acquiesce, I will apologize to you, and I will say, Betty Rock, you did tell me. If I did not write Billboard down, and I wrote M&M down, then that means you owe me an apology.
No, it does not.
Absolutely.
Because that's not my fault.
What is wrong with you?
It's not my fault that you didn't write down Billboard.
What is wrong with you? Okay, Gavin, let me see it. All right, it says, no, you wrote your own handwriting on that. That's not my handwriting. It says, let me see, Eminem, Zac Efron, Guy Fieri on my notes there.
Okay.
Nowhere does it say Billboard.
That's not my fault.
I mean, it doesn't really
I tell you the story and you only listen to what you want to hear.
You can never admit when you're wrong. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's so sad.
What is your life like?
And
then people who have just gotten served, they resort to childish behavior and they will just repeat what you said.
Oh, like you haven't done that before?
Like you haven't done that before? Uh-huh.
It's true.
Okay. So anyway,
Will you listen to me this time?
I did the first time when I had to go figure out where this was.
No, you did.
For the record, it's on Billboard's top Christian singles.
That's what I said from the beginning, and you
never
act like
it.
It's brand new information.
Never
it's
said
ridiculous.
It. But anyway, so it's DJ Khalid.
Yes, DJ Khalid or Khalid.
I always said it was Khalid, but it's Khalid.
He's well known in the pop world.
Yeah,
so with him being on the Hot Christian Songs chart, it's kind of odd. But he did a new song. It's called Use This Gospel. He does a remix of it, and he has guests on the song, Kanye West and Eminem.
Okay, let's
two
hear
people.
The hook.
Well, Kanye West is kind of spiritual, but Eminem we didn't even know at all. But this is Kanye West.
Gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings and the Father. We put our faith. King of the kingdom. Our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. And the Father, we put our faith.
Okay. Like, if you took just the lyrics of that and you had Bethel sing it, you'd be like, okay, yeah, that's pretty much a worship song. Yeah. I get it. That's not, I don't like that version. Like, it's just whatever to me, the stylistically. Mm-hmm. But lyrically, you go, okay, I get that. How does Eminem come into this?
Not too bad. He just comes in the verses and he's rapping.
This time, but the devil's taking me on, and I ain't gonna let him break me, cause I'm a soldier. You can bank on that promise, like the Chamber of Commerce. So my savior, I call on to rescue me from these depths of despair. So these demons better step like a stair, because he is my shepherd. I'm armed with Jesus, my weapon is prayer. Sometimes I squeeze it, I'm blessed like sneezes. Call me Jesus, I'm effed in the head. Maybe I'm bonkers, regardless, never claimed to be flawless. Long list of mistakes I've acknowledged. All wish I would say something positive. Well, okay, then I'm positive. They'd rather trade with Mayweather, cause they would fare way better with the mods than they would exchanging some bars or trading any bars with shady, and it probably is painfully obvious to compare godliness to an atheist, but I got them audiences raving, and amidst my squabbles, I got some awesome inspiration.
I mean, that's textbook Eminem. That's pretty good. Yeah, that sounds good. It would be interesting. I wish that NF was kind of more in that. NF and Eminem and NF. NF is a Christian rapper who sounds very much like NF. Their styles are a little bit different, but yeah, I'm sorry. But they're very, very similar, and I guess Eminem had kind of thrown shade at NF probably for that. Yeah. They had like a little battle.
What compliment?
I know, right? But then I wish that NF ran in those kind of circles, because I would have rather have heard NF in that thing than Eminem, honestly. Mm-hmm. But you never know. Again, like, you can't judge people's faith. Like, you never know. Like, somebody could have gotten saved at church camp when they were 8, and they've just taken that detour or whatever. So, I mean, just the fact that Eminem is doing this, I think, is a good thing, you know, for...
Oh, I think so, too. I just don't want to see, again, where... I forget what award show it was, where Kanye West put out a gospel album,
and it won
everything, beating out, you know, I don't know... Elevation Worship,
like,
or
actual
Bethel
Christian
or,
bands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's like, come on.
Yeah, it's like you got your own lane,
right?
Do that.
It's already at number one, like I said, on the Billboard top Christian.
What chart is that? I've never heard of it.
Anyway, it's number one.
There you go. Some other things coming out. The iPhone 14 was announced, and that's a good timing.
You know, to me, I'm okay. I forget what mine is. I think it's a 12. But anyways. What I want is for iPhones to bring back the flip. Okay?
Oh, well, Samsung has the flip phone now.
I know, but I'm not doing that.
And you want a flip because it'll fit in your pocket better?
That, but also there's something that's validating about if you're like angry with someone on the phone.
Flip it down.
And you
close it.
Close it.
Done.
That. But now you just have to push a little button and it doesn't make a noise or anything.
I remember the first flip phones, like the StarTAC flip phone, that little black flip phone. You pulled the antenna.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love it. I had one of those and I loved it. But yeah, you're like, felt like a baller. You're like, hold on a second, I need to take a call. Click, click. Hello.
No, I remember the razors.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
had the razors, yeah. and they were pretty cool.
I just missed
typing like with buttons per se. Like I,
oh, really?
I sometimes like I'm thinking back to even like the first iPhones where you had the actual home button.
Right.
To go
right,
back to home.
Right.
Like I just miss having that because there's just no version of that anymore.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna really miss that. Like when I got my first phone without that, and I finally got around it. But it is interesting that they do what's called haptic response, where when you touch the phone, like when you're typing, you get the noise and you get like a little feeling in your thumbs that has nothing to do with an actual mechanical thing. It's just added in sure. there to give people like you that feeling of texture and typing on something. That to me, the fact that they added that in there is fascinating.
I never thought we'd get to the point of facial ID. Yeah. Whenever I think of that, I think of a tech movie where Tom Cruise is trying to break into
right.
some vault, yeah. and now it's just on our phones every day.
Yeah, so the iPhone 14 Pro is coming out. Mine is an 11. I still have the 11. I'm a few generations back, and I think mine is 3 years old now, and it's okay. Like, I'm starting to have little problems with it, and space is always an issue. I need to get one of those apps that does the double photos, that when you have duplicate
yes.
photos and cleans it
I
all
that
out.
Kind of came with the iPhone.
Oh, does it?
Might on newer ones.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have the updated version. Maybe it does have that. That'd be
you
great.
Probably don't, because you never update.
I know.
Anything.
I know. I always forget. but I did do the last update because they said there was a security problem with it. But the 4 is coming out, and then the 4 Pro Max. So basically, though, there aren't a ton of differences that you'll see readily. The phone still looks the same. Sizes are roughly the same. But the cameras, they always. That's where they make their biggest strides is in the camera. Yeah. They always do that. I wish my phone would be able to hear people better when I'm actually talking to them. The phone part of the iPhone has always been the worst part of it. Like, everything else around the phone is great. The texting is great and stuff like that, but the phone itself, I'm like, it's not that great.
To me, what they should do, once again, they need to turn to flip, but they also need to make it where if you read a text message and you don't want to respond to it right then,
yes.
but you also don't want to forget about it, you need to do like what you can in emails.
Save as unread.
And make it unread.
Yeah. That's a really good feature.
They really need that.
One feature they're saying is like while you're in an app and you get the notification, I guess it's going to let you customize that to make them bigger or smaller and things like that. So that's one new thing. A little low power mode so it extends the battery on a single charge. But here's the craziest thing. Okay, inflation, obviously. Things are getting more expensive. The new iPhone, $799. Like, that's cheaper
yeah.
than a lot of the other iPhones.
They were reaching 4 digits.
Yeah, they yeah. were, you know, $1,200 or $1,100, you know, for some of them. And so the new one's going to be $799 for the standard one, and then the larger one is $899. Like, oh, wow, that's kind of interesting. Amidst everything else going up, they actually either maintained or went down a little
well,
bit.
Well, because they know that they're not really offering much when
maybe
it's
so. Maybe
being updated.
So. That's my problem is I need to probably update all three of my phones with my wife's, my daughter's, and mine. And I wanted to just carry over my phone from AT&T to another service. And they make it so hard on you with AT&T. You have to like go through these steps to unlock your phone and everything. Like, oh my gosh.
Mm.
And so then at some point you're like, all right, fine. I'll just buy new phones. Mm-hmm. And that's like everything. That was COVID. Frustrate you to compliance.
Right,
and
right.
I mean, that's it. Like that's where we've gotten in this world is just, let me just frustrate you to no end. And then you'll do what I want you to do, you know?
Yeah.
All right, you got some birthdays, Rock?
I actually don't.
Oh, wow, that was pretty fast.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, well, that was a faster cast for today. We have a cool interview, full disclosure, that I missed last week. In my career, I mean, I've interviewed probably 1,000+ people over the years. But, like, I have missed, I think that was the third interview I've forgot about in all of these years, 30 some odd years. I just had it on my calendar and I missed it. Another one I missed years ago, but I was like, all right, I'll just wing it. And I took care of it and it was not
Ooh,
a big deal.
That's not you.
No, it's not me because I do like to prep. But this is like an important interview too. It's with this girl from Operation Christmas Child who got a Christmas shoebox when she was a kid and it led her to Christ. And, you know, her story is fascinating. And I think, you know, we talk to artists all the time about their songs and stuff and that's great. But then something like this where it can inspire people to pack a shoebox for a kid and change their lives, I think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Not important enough to do on the day I had scheduled it, apparently. Wally, you dummy. But we're going to do that today and make good on it. And we'll post that when we get closer to Collection Day for Operation Christmas Child. But I'm excited about that. And that is going to end our aftercast for today.
As always, thanks for being a buddy.